Random House Audio presents A Marker to Measure Drift by Alexander Maksik. Read for you by Angel Haney Gallette. The excursion is the same when you go looking for your sorrow as when you go looking for your joy. Eudora Welty, The Wide Net. Take your delight in momentariness. Walk between dark and dark. A shining space with the grave's narrowness, though not its peace. Robert Graves, Sick Love. 1. Now it was night. Jacqueline hadn't eaten since the flattened chocolate bar she'd found on the step outside the pharmacy. God's will, her mother said. The fortune of finding food when it was most needed. Just when she didn't think she could stay upright any longer, here was food. God's will, her mother had said, for the fortune of the airplane. She'd said it for the man with the truck, and the fruit pickers in Murcia, and the woman who had the brother who drove another truck, and the Senegalese girl in Alicante who helped her up when she rolled off the park bench in her sleep. Who took her home to her family, who fed her rice and chickpeas and gave her water. The grace of God, her mother had said. For the woman who found her unconscious in the sand on a beach outside of Valencia, who walked her to the sea and wiped Jacqueline's face with a dish rag that smelled of glass cleaner, who bought her coffee with milk and sugar and 2 sweet magdalenas. God for the Moroccan men who were arrested while Jacqueline walked undisturbed onto the ferry in Valencia. For the cove in Palma, where she found cardboard...